Blog Talk Radio.
Good night, all, and good morning, good day, good afternoon, wherever you are listening in. This is Empowering Lives, Shaping Destiny. My name is Dr. Yvette Kinnerick, and I am your host and sponsor. Tonight, we will be talking about aligning yourself with the relevant times and seasons for increased productivity and acquisition. I have helping me in the studio tonight, Dr. Ron Robinson. He will be your host and I will be host in the program tonight. Thank you, Dr. Robinson, for at this time I would like to have you reach out to your family and friends, your loved ones, and to give them the call information if they are dialing in. That number is 347-857-1311. And if you are logging in on the internet using your phones or your other devices, you can log in http://obtr.com/s/122055228. Again, my name is Dr. Yvette Kinnerick, and I have as a host with me tonight Dr. Ronnie Robinson, and we're exploring some interesting bits of information to help align to the times and seasons, which we have we started more than a month ago, but tonight we will be doing something rather much more detailed than that. So I would say to you, please reach out to your friends and to your loved ones and your family members and let them know that this information is being shared here tonight. And this is information they do not miss. While you do that, I will play one of my favorite musicians, artists, singer. Again, the number that you will use is 347-857-1311. You're dialing in, or if you're asking your friends to dial in. If they come in onto the internet, then they come in on http://tobtr.com/s/155528. That is H as in Harry, T as in Tango, T as in Tango, T as in Paul, colon, forward, forward slash, T as in T tantrum, O as in orange, as a boy, T as in tango, R as in random.com, /S as in Samuel, /12205528. For those of you who are already logged in, I want to thank you for taking the time to join with us. And while we listen to Adam, please reach out to your family and loved ones and let them know that good information is being shared here tonight and they want to be a part of this, not learn alone.
כל פינה של הבית את תשארת רק שקרים, שקרים, שקרים מתחת לסלון על הספה בארון הבגדים רכבות ממשיכות ואיתם החיים לטוס בדרכים, דרכים, דרכים אני יודע שבסוף עוד אתגבר אבל עכשיו לא מתאים כל הסודות, הבגידות תימאו, מסתבר שכולם חוץ ממני ידעו. את לקחת לי שנים עבודות, ועכשיו את לבד כי אהבת רק אותי, את ניצבת בוכה לך בפתח ביתי. את אומרת, כל אדם יכול לטעות, בעיניים כנות, בעיניים כנות. אין בי כוח לך לסלוח, לוותר, למחול, לשכוח את הכל אני רוצה אבל פשוט אני לא יכול אני כבר לא יודע מה לעשות, איך מדמיין אותך בחושך רק איתו של הרחוב של הבית ההוא זיכרונות צפים 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 איך התמשקנו אז בגשם לא עשינו חשבון לחיים ובראש מחשבות רק רוצה להגיד לך מילים 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 להדיף שאשתוק אני חושב שהאמת בפנים את כל התשוקות שמיירת להגשים כמו ילדה מטורפת בשדות זרים את לקחת לי שנים עבודות ועכשיו את לבד כי אהבת רק אותי את ניצבת בוכה לך בפתח ביתי את אומרת כל אדם יכול לטעות בעיניים כנות בעיניים כנות ביקוח לך לצלוח לפטר למחול לשכוח את הכל אני רוצה אבל מלמוד אני לא יכול כן אני כבר לא יודע מה לעשות מדמיין אותך בחושך רק איתו הלב שלי כמעט כבר שיוצא לבטל לכל, לשכוח את הכל אני רוצה אמר פשוט אני לא יכול אני כבר לא יודע מה לעשות איך מדמיין אותך בקושך רק איתו הלב שלי כמעט כבר שיוצא מדעתו אז אל תכנסי כי זה רק בגללך ובינינו הפעם זה שוב לא ילך אז לקחת פיצה מנשמתי רק לעצמך רק לעצמך
good night to all our listeners, and for those of you who are tuned in on your computers and your devices, and those of you who have called in and are listening in on your telephones. Tonight we are going to be talking about times and seasons, and because we just about 15 days away from the beginning of the new year, and you will say, well, Dr. Yvette, what are you talking about? The new year started back in January. Well, there is a year that all living organisms align themselves to, and this year and this cycle that living organisms align themselves with, it determines the times of their greatest productivity. And likewise, it is with us who are humans, because we are organisms and we are aligned to times and seasons. And that's something that is different from what we do when we are looking at the regular calendar that we use, the Gregorian calendar. So tonight we will be talking about times and seasons, and I will give you with specific dates as well as a way to track the natural time so that you could reorient yourself and adjust to the correct timing and thereby receive the biggest blessings that you could receive. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I am reaching out and I'm saying, do not learn alone. Please reach out to your friends, your loved ones, your family members, those that are close to you, your colleagues, and say to them, listen, you need to tune in to this podcast right away. The number to dial in is 347-856-1311, and if they are logging in on their computers or devices, they will go to http://t-as-in-tango-o-as-in-orange-b-as-travel-t-as-in-tango-r-as-in-random.com/s-as-in-samuel/1228. Please reach out to your loved ones, reach out to at least persons, and invite them to listen in on the system that we are going to be discussing, a very, very relevant topic tonight.
בסופך ולשב מר כמו יין לחוד קרי בשורה אף מציל מים אני אפילו לא נרטב ברחתי ממך של קין אני מחפש אותך ולשב בצד בינתיים אתה מחופש לי פשוטה לי גלימה לי שמיים אני מסתדר נעלם פרחתי ממך I'm ארתור קיי. השיר הזה זה השיר הראשון שהוצאתי לרדיו, זה היה לפני 7 שנים. הוצאתי אותו ונגמר לי הכסף. אמרתי, מאיפה נביא עכשיו עוד? אמרתי, בוא נכתוב לאנשים, אם אהבתם את זה, אם אתם רוצים עוד קצת מזה, אז תעזרו לי, תהיין לי. האנשים האלה, לא יודע, ספרתי 10-20, בלעדיכם לא היינו פה, אני לא הייתי פה. תודה רבה רבה רבה. אל תסתר פניך ממני, תקוותי הייתה, כי חולת הרן. אל תסתר פניך, אל תסתר פניך ממני, תקוותי הייתה.
And that was Mr. Hanan Ben Ari. This is Empowering Lives, Shaping Destinies. My name is Dr. Eva Canary, and I am your host and your sponsor. And tonight we will be talking about seasons and times, and I will be giving relevant information to assist you in aligning yourself with the correct time. So I would have said this before in one of the previous broadcasts, but I will go into greater details tonight. The current calendar that we use was a calendar that was created in 1685 by Pope Gregory. It is known as the Gregorian calendar. This calendar was fashioned according to the Romans and their belief system. So it followed the Roman religion. The year was divided into 12 months based on a solar calendar, and the months of the year were given over to various gods. So Janus, the god of January, is the two-faced god. He faces backward and forward. Some of you might have tuned in when I talked about soul ties, when I said that males and females, according to what Romans believed, they believed that when people were created, were joined to each other, and they were facing two different directions. One was facing forward, and the other one was facing backward. And the female were joined on the back, along the back, and they were facing different directions. So Janus, the two-faced god, is depicted as a god that has a face going forward and another phase going backward. And this is one of the major gods that played rituals textual rituals. And that was Janus, which was the month of January. February was also a month to another god. March, the current month that we are in, was handed to the god of Mars. April or Avril, the goddess April, known as Astarte. May, M-A-I, and she is known as the mother god. June was the god Juno. And then the Emperor Caesar, Emperor Julius Caesar, and Caesar both claimed that they were gods. So July was named in honor of the Emperor Julius, who was believed to have transitioned into a god, a full god, or deity. And this is because there was a belief in ancestral deities. And Augustus was given the name of and then September, October, November, December, Ember meaning line, Sato meaning seven, Octo meaning eight, Leve meaning nine, so November, and Deca, 10. So what was done when they ran out of names, they continued with the same Ember or the same number, seven Ember or seventh moon, eight Ember or eighth moon, ninth Ember, November or ninth moon, and 10th Ember or 10th moon. But instead, because they named up to gods, so we have Janus, February, Mars, Avril, May, Juno, Julius, and Augustus makes eight. They continued with step two. So before that calendar, September was indeed the seventh month. So that was not changed. So although you write seventh month, and that's what September means, you actually are thinking, and you've been led to think it's the ninth month because of the restructuring of the calendar. And I have discussed this with you. I've discussed this in the past. I'm just giving a little bit of details. Not only were the months changed to honor the different gods, the days of the week were also changed. And the days of the week were changed to Monday. We'll start with Sunday. Sunday, the sun god. Monday, the goddess, the god of the moon. Tuesday, the god of Mars. Wednesday, Udon, the god of Mercury. Thursday, the god of Jupiter. Friday, the god of Venus, who is also the god of Saturday, or Saturnalia, the goddess of frivolity and drinking and getting drunk and partying. Saturday. And then Sunday, we go back to the god of the sun and so on and so on. Prior to this, the days were not numbered, such as Monday or Tuesday, but it was numbered as the first day of the month, the second day of the month, the third day of the month of whatever, but it was not given names to make it into a weekly cycle. So that's the existing calendar that we are going to be referring to, that we are going to look at, and then I will springboard into the current lunar calendar and explain what the lunisolar calendar means, and from there on, we will be able to make some adjustments to your calendar and align you with the existing lunar solar system to which you are oriented. So at this time, I hope that many of you have had your appetite and you are sufficiently motivated for your friends and have them to log in. That is http://T as in tumbling, as in argon, B as in boy, T as in tango, R as in random, /S as in Samuel, /12205528, and the call-in number is 347-857-1311.
למה ככה זה קורה, כל פעם לא יוצא מזה, יושב חושב מה לעשות ולא מוצא תשובות. כולם מנסים להסביר את המצב, אבל בפנים אני יודע שזה לא נחשב. רוצה לעצור את הכל, רוצה אבל לא יכול, לא יודע איך הכל קרה, מהר בלי התראה. אז מה לעשות, מה לעשות, שואל את עצמי כל פעם בלילות, האם תחזור לעולם כבר לא תשוב. התקופה היפה של השקט והשלווה חלפה לך, נותרה בי עוד תקווה. איך הכל היה יפה, רגוע ושונה, פתאום הכל כל כך מוזר, רק חושב על המחר, מקווה שיהיה לי טוב עמוק בפני, שאני לבד עם עצמי ולא רק עם חברים. אז מה לעשות, מה לעשות, שואל את עצמי כל פעם בלילות, אל תחזור לעולם כבר לא תשוב. התקופה היפה של השקט והשלווה חלפה לאך, נותרה בי עוד תקווה. שום דבר מרגש, מרגיש בתוכי תחושה של עצב שורף. ושוב נשאר לבדי עם אותם הרגעים.
And you were listening to Mr. Omar Adam, and that is Malasot. Thank you again for joining in with us. You are listening to Empowering Lives and Shaping Destinies. I'm your host and sponsor, Eva Kinnerick. And again, we thank you. We want to thank you for joining with us. So we just discussed the month, year, and the days of the week. And we identified that those days and those months are in alignment with the Roman system. And it is closely aligned to what people call the calendar. So, way back in December, we discussed that we all have internal systems, and our internal systems are connected with the environment or the outside world. We talked about the diurnal or the 24-hour circadian rhythm, and we looked at different times of the day what the body is doing. We also have a lunar cycle. We have a weekly cycle. And when I say lunar, I mean a monthly cycle. And then we have a weekly cycle and a yearly cycle. We also have seasonal cycles. And what this means is that all the cells in our bodies, all the cells in our bodies are aligned with the environment within which we live. What does that mean? I'll give you an example. The female egg is said to be the largest cell or one of the largest cells in the body, so the cell. So in humans, that egg that the woman carries, it has a monthly cycle. So this monthly cycle is aligned to the environment, and this woman's egg, because of its unique alignment, will come down into the womb where it is ready for fertilization. Prior to that happening, the walls of the womb will begin to thicken. It happens over a period of 7 to 10 days. It thickens. The egg comes out for the sperm. If the sperm comes in and impregnates the egg, then that egg becomes a zygote, and then it goes into an embryo. So, well, not every woman has a cycle that is aligned to the month. Yes, you're saying that because you are thinking that the month is the Gregorian calendar. So if we have the month of March, then this woman is counting the days in March from the 1st of March. Sometimes she gets irregular dates. Well, there's a reason for that. In addition to hormonal changes and genetic changes that we are experiencing because of genetically modified foods and interferences with our weather and climate patterns, we are using the Gregorian calendar, but your body does not respond to the Gregorian calendar. So this is how your body responds. Humans have a 10-month gestation. We'll say, no, that's not what we were told. We were told 9 months. Well, that's 9 Gregorian months. But in reality, a child is carried, a baby is 10 lunar months. So let's say, for example, that the woman's egg the female's egg was impregnated 3 days after the full moon. There, that woman can count 10 full moons from then. And the baby will be birthed 3 days after the 10th full moon. So let's say the woman's egg was fertilized 5 days after the new moon. Then the woman counts 10 new moons, because each new moon for that woman is a lunar cycle. For her, she is following the lunar cycle, but her egg is coming, say, 5 days. And this is how midwives and people in ancient societies, that's how they numbered, and they knew when a child was birthed, when the child was conceived, and that's how they were able to do all kinds of readings with the moons, and that's how they knew, and for the midwives to come close by. So about a century ago, and sometimes even less than a century ago, people who lived in very rural communities, and they very often had their children birthed at home. These people, when they realized that they were pregnant, they will consult with their midwives, and the midwives would find out, well, what was the date of your last monthly cycle or period, as they would call it. And they will say, well, my last monthly period began on this date and ended on that date. And then the midwife will pull out the lunar calendar, and she will calculate based on the lunar calendar. We'll talk about the lunar calendar in a little bit. So you can follow the lunar calendar as closely as you choose to, because you would have learned how to follow the lunar calendar on your own. So when I say we are oriented to the outside environment, if you take it from a very, very simple perspective, every time that you breathe in and you breathe out, you are interacting with your environment, the intangible, non-sentient environment, which is called in religions and spirituality, it is called the spirit realm or the spirit world or the metaphysical world. Every time you breathe in and you breathe out, or any time you spoke, or any time you moved, if you got out of your home and you walked, you are walking through the electromagnetic field. And there is another term which is called the conscious electromagnetic information field. Well, what does that mean? Scientists for several centuries now have acknowledged that there are spiritual entities or spiritual existences that are outside of the human existence. In quantum dynamics and quantum physics and in computer science, these non-human living or conscious expressions are referred to as the ghost in science, ghost theory. And the ghost theory is a very simple one. The theory acknowledges that within what we know, could feel, touch, and handle, and what we could express as a symbol or as an equation, that there are always some activities that are happening within that, that is not accounted for, or which cannot be accounted for within what we know science. So this is referred to as the ghost or spirit. So in science, there is an acknowledgement that there are spirits or ghosts that exist and that they express themselves as being outside the equations that the scientists, the programmer, the physicist can devise or they can use. So they do make room because they know there is some energies inside there, or some spirits or so, to change the dynamics of the equation, whatever they're presenting. So this is not something that is out there or weird or something that some religious nut put together in science and in chemistry and physics, that there is this ghost, and it is referred to as the ghost theory. This theory had been around for a very long time. We are going to return after this, and we will continue discussing the lunar calendar and how it affects you and how it relates to you.
יקריב מכם, מכם קרבן, קרבן לשם. אודם, אודם, כי יקריב מכם, מכם קרבן, קרבן לשם. אוי 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 אוי
Ribayne shelo ilom, ribayne shelo ilom, ve nichmakrefin.
schiet man a teire Augen. Ich fühl mich geruhig gehäugen, Lashem Korben. Chin chayeludem schulam bayes hadruche, Nusse shedich mir ashumayim haluche, Yeshivas mesoire, gesinnt al mesoire, Lashem Korben.
So in this segment, I want to start off by sharing a very interesting observation that I made, and then I will tell you the explanation for the observation. My parents, my mother and my father, had 10 children together. And all of those children, except for one of the children, born between late January and the middle of April. So we didn't have unfolding outside of that period. So if you went from late January to April, you are looking at one quarter, January, February, March, April, actually because it is a late January. And because it is mid-April, you're closer to a three-month period, 4 months. So you'll ask why, and I'll explain to you why. Because we are oriented to the environment. So when your parents, when your mother brought the egg and the father impregnated the eggs, and by the way, a very bit of information is that before the egg come down, based on the cycle, a script is sent into the mother's brain, which would say to her, egg down, it is time for it to be fertilized. So that information would be sent to the egg that is coming in from the father. The father has his script on the eggs before the conception. So then, this is explained because, one, the male sperms take between 72 to 90 days to mature. When you align that with the egg that is coming down to be fertilized, narrow the period when people get pregnant. And if you were to look at your family dynamics, if you lived in a family where there was just one parent, one set of parents, sometimes you have a mother and several fathers, but if you have male and female, just one couple that are birthing children, similarity in the time period of the birthdays falls in a certain set of months. Guess what? That is also filtered down to the children as well. So that in my case, two of my children were born within the same time frame. Then one was born outside of that time frame. And there's an explanation to that as well. Well, after I talk about this, I will explain why exchange. And having said that, one of my children is having a birthday tomorrow. And I am going to take the time to wish her a happy birthday. And I am going to look for one of my favorite songs to play, wishing her a happy birthday. And I will come right on back. When I come right on back, I am going to talk about the reasons why you have some children outside of the time period. But I'll tell you something else that is also very, very interesting. And what it is that When parents come together and they meet, if there is a third party or an extramarital, extra pair coupling, so either mother or the father couples with someone outside a primary couple, it will change the dynamics or the makeup of the individual spirit and the way it connects in the magnetic information field. And sometime later on this year, we'll go into sex and wealth, and we will talk about that in more detail. For the time being, I am going to play one song on behalf of my daughter, who is celebrating her birthday tomorrow, just to let her know that I love her very, very, very dear. She's very special to me. All my children are very special to me, and I really thank God for them. And I'm going to play Mr. Levi Palkowicz.
שבת עם המהרים בובוי דושי השן זה רעב רובום או יבוי המאחים לטוס מן השבת עם המהרים בובוי
that was Mr. Levi Falkowitz, a native New Yorker, and that was Nogi Lo. Nogi Lo is a very, very interesting song because what it is, it's talking about being so anxious to go into the Shabbat and looking forward to entering into Shabbat. So now let's talk about that. Now, yesterday, actually, it would have been the night before, there would have been a full moon. The full moon usually represents the month, and it is usually the 14th day of the month. So because the Jews observe the day from the evening to the morning, the day starts at evening time. So when the sun sets, and in my part of the world, it's around 6:30 at this time. When we go out daylight savings time, then that is adjusted. But the sun does not know that. It will be the same time. It is just that we've been oriented and we've been adjusted to our timepieces and our calendar. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. If you begin to align yourself with your natural rhythm, your body will be timely. You will make your appointments on time. You will sleep in the right time. You will. Your body just synchronizes and does what it supposed to do. I'll talk a little bit about that, synchronizing of the body. But for now, I would like you to calendars, and or you can look at it on your phone and begin counting some numbers for you. So if you were to look at your phone, and if you could get your, if you could get your calendar out, that would also be a good thing. You can't, we will just look at the dates. So, in our calendar, today is the 8th of March, and it is the 15th day of Adar, which means the 14th day of Adar was yesterday, from sundown to sundown. So, the day starts in the evening, and it ends at sundown. That's for a period. So because the moon started on the night before, so we're not talking about last night being 14th, it would have been sighted on the 9th of what you would call what would have been the 13th. Now let me get this straight with you, because I don't want you to get lost. So yesterday would have been the 7th of March. Well, according to the Jewish calendar, that 7th started at sundown on the 6th and ended at sundown on the 7th, and then sundown on the 7th to sundown on the 8th is another day, and so on and so on. So the 14th, the 15th day of would have begun sundown on the 7th of March. And that, of course, would have been Purim, the start of Purim. We'll discuss it this time, but we will talk about the high holidays afterwards. So the 7th of March, if you had a lunar calendar, or if the Farmer's Almanac calendar, if you have a moon phase calendar, or if you went on to the internet and you looked for the military calendar, military moon phases, you could use that to calculate the new moon moon phases. So the moon phase usually runs for about 28 days, 28 to 30 days generally. So your month will have four quarters in there. And these four quarters would have been divided into quarter times or nearly equal weeks. So the beginning of the month would have been the 22nd of February. So in this year, the last month in the year, 22nd, started on the 22nd of February. I don't want to confuse people. I want you to think. Stay with me because I'm trying to make it very, very simple. When we talked about the Gregorian calendar in the first part of tonight's call, I said that January and February, March, April, May, June, July, August, which we call 8 months, would have been September, in the sixth month. For September to have been the sixth month, it means that your year began somewhere between March and April. April, May, June, July, August, and September would be the sixth month. So if you count it, let's count together, starting with March, April, May, June, July, August, and September. September would be six if you counted it on your hands. March 1, April, May, June, July, 4th, and August is 5th, and September will go back to being the 6th month, the 7th month. So we start March 1, April 2, May 3, June 4, July 5, August 6th, and September, I said earlier on that September meant 7, so you will be back on track with Septo being 7. It is very ridiculous for it to be in the 7th ember or the 7th light, and we are thinking we're in 9th light, because if we are doing that, we are already in our thought processes out of sync with the natural time and natural system. So that was just a recap of what I earlier on, and I'm saying that the last day of this current year, which is the month of Adar in the calendar, it would have started on the 22nd of February, which would have been the first day of Adar. It was also the first day of what is called Ash Wednesday. You will come to the 1st of March. That day, actually, you will go to the 28th of February, because you started on the 22nd day, and that would be during the day. Let me not confuse you. Let me go back and recap. The evening, morning, the day. So it means that we consider night is day, and what we consider day is night. So from sundown to sunrise, before things became turned upside down, that was the day. So people who work in the occult will say to you that spirit realm or the occult realm, whether it's the realm of the dead, or whether they are contacting malevolent spirits, they are alive and they work during the night hours for them today. And they sleep during the daytime. So what we call day, that's when they are sleeping. called night. The night is the day is the night, your night before the day is their day before the night is our day. I'm going to repeat that. Night is day and day is night. That is why people in the occult, they stay up during the night and they plan for the day ahead. So while we are asleep, they are planning and they are acting. When we wake up, we go forth, and if we are not wise, we will fulfill plans for the day, not our plans for the day, or plans where we are in sync with it. Well, how does this happen? When you go to bed at night, when you are asleep, night, your brain goes into the non-conscious and the subconscious and you dream. And your dreams are, so you have the earlier time of the dream, the night, you are actually dealing with what happened during the daylight before. And then for the other two segments of the night, you are preparing your subconscious, which is the more powerful part of you, is looking into the day. And that's why people dream, they dream ahead, because they are actually dreaming about what is going to be happening during the day. Or depending on the time that they dream, they are looking upward at some things that have happened in the past. So for the 24 hours, it is from sundown to sundown. Then you want to identify the new moon. Once you identify the new moon, you will count 7 days to the first quarter. So you think about the month being divided into four. The first quarter is the moon, which is the second quarter, the third quarter, and then the end of the month, finishing somewhere around the 20th or the 29th day of the month. Now, when we begin to look at the times like that, we now begin to readjust ourselves so that we are better able and better equipped to manage what our system is doing. Because your brain, your non-conscious does not respond to the time on your computer or time on your watch, but your internal system responds to the external environment. And that is why we produce neurochemicals, not based on the clock, but based on what's going on in the environment. And we do that through our system. We have the brain system. We have the pineal, as well as the suprachiasmatic nuclei, which is located in the temporal lobe. And then that synchronizes everything. It synchronizes in the case of your menstrual cycle when you will have an egg. That egg is going to come down. Now, your egg and your sperm's production is determined by your conception. Let's say you were born the 21st of March. Your conception, you now counted 10 lunar calendars backward to find out when you were conceived. Because when you were conceived, there would have been special environmental things that are happening. And based on what's happening in the environment, there will be a striking from the outside world, prosperous. There will be a striking strength from the external environment, and that strength is what ignites the egg and the sperm to become a zygote. But that striking that happens from the outside world, and that happens at a very specific precise moment. That striking is what goes in to form your root registry. So when you go to a numerologist, and I'm a numerologist, I can calculate your for you. What they actually do is to go back and look at your conception. That's how I do it. I look at your conception, and then based on the time of your conception, I could look at certain numberings, because number is a vibration, and numbers is indicative of the spirit realm. So I know I'm probably becoming very a lot of information that might be a little bit a lot to digest, but I would encourage you to, after the program, go back and listen in onto this onto the podcast, and you are going to learn quite a lot from going back and doing that. So what I'm going to do at this time, I'm going to play for you World Champion, and I'm saying happy birthday to my daughter Anna Abigail, and I'm also dedicating this to her.
אני אלוף העולם בלהדחיק כל מה שמפחיד אותי, כל מה שמלחיץ אני משתיק. אני אלוף העולם בלאהוב קודם את עצמי, אחר כך בבמה וברחוב. הכי קשה לתת למי שהוא קרוב. אני אלוף העולם בלא להיות, בלא לפתור לך את הבעיות. אפילו התמונות שבקירות זה לא אני תליתי, אני אחראי רק על המנגינות. אני אלוף העולם ליפול ולקום כמו גדול אדירי כמו שחול. אני נסתף אבל בוחר בכל יום להמשיך לחיות. אני אלוף העולם בלרצות לפחות לנסות. עתירי איך בסוף אחרי ההפסדים הניצחון הרבה יותר מתוק. אני אלוף העולם. אני אלוף העולם בלהצדיק חולשות ותאוות היצר. הוא מכר ותיק, מכיר כל טריק עתיק שהוא מחזיק בתיק. אבל תראי, יום אחד אהיה צדיק עמוק בפנים, כל מה שיש לי לא מספיק. בעליל, אני עכבר קטן והחיים חליל, נופל לבור כי לא מצליח להבדיל בין טוב לרע ולאן כל זה מוביל. את משדרת עסקים כרגיל, אבל תכף ייגמר לנו הפתיל. אני אלוף העולם בליפול ולקום כמו גדול עתירי כמו חול. אני נסתף אבל בוחר בכל יום להמשיך לחיות. אני אלוף העולם בלרצות לפחות אלוף העולם. אלוף העולם.
גם בלפצות, להתנצל ולרצות, לחטוא להתנקות, לחשוף להתכסות. תגידי איך כותבים שירים עם אלף ציפיות, מיליוני צפיות. אני אלוף העולם בליפול ולקום כמו גדול, עתירי כמו חול. אני נשרף אבל בוחר בכל יום להמשיך לחיות. אני אלוף העולם.
And אלוף העולם, העולם is a world champion, and a world champion in so many things. What I like most about this song is the words which say rising up over and over again from the ashes. And when we look at our lives and we see all the challenges that we have overcome, and when people turn around and say, you're not dead as yet, and you say, no, I'm like the phoenix rising out of the ashes. I'm like a bad penny. I will always show up, and I will show up on time. So get used to it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to lay down and die. I'm going to lay down and rest and sleep in God. I'm definitely not going to die because you wish me to die. I am going to put on God's terms, not your terms. And world champion, Lufo Holam, such a lovely song in so many ways. And I am dedicating it to all of us who have had recent birthdays, and we are saying we are still here, and we have not gone anywhere. We're not going anywhere for now. We're going to be around, and we're going to be showing up on time, and that will be regardless of how you feel or what you want for us. So I'm going to go back to the time, and I hope we get it in our mind. The morning and the evening and the morning is the day, and from the morning to the evening is the night, right, and vice versa. And then the day is, the 24-hour day is reckoned from sundown to sundown. So we've reckoned that, and I have started showing how to reckon the months. So you start, give you the first, which would have been the 22nd of February, and then on until we get to yesterday, which was the 14th of Adar. And the 14th of Adar would have started on sundown on the 6th and ended on sundown sunset on the 7th. Yes? So, and when you begin to number the days. So I am Jewish. I follow the Jewish tradition. And people say to me, but you are not observing the Shabbat on a Saturday. And I said, I used to until I became a little enlightened. Well, what was that enlightenment? Saturday and Sunday are part of the Gregorian system, not aligned to the sun and the moon and the stars. And so therefore, there are some months when the Shabbat falls on a Saturday, but most of the year it doesn't fall on a Saturday. In this case, in the month of Adar, it will fall throughout the month of Adar. It's falling on a Tuesday. So then I'm going to give you the dates. These dates so that you could probably jot them down very quickly. If you have pen and paper, you might want to jot this down, okay? And it's quite useful. So we're going to start, because what I want you to get is the first of Nisan. Now, in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, it says, let this be the beginning of months for you. It is called first of Nisan or first of Abib. But what does Abib mean? It means the time of the new ear. The new ear of the corn is itself. It's the first day of spring. One of my articles that I have published, and I'm going to just find it sometime and put it very specifically and make it available to anyone who wants to go back and look at that article. In that article, I noted that in the animal kingdom, animals, they begin mating on the first day. And it is very, very interesting about mating, because guess what happens? When lizards or animals in the animal kingdom, when they begin to mate, they send out a mating call. And this mating call is very specific to bring their compatible mate into their house. So much so that the mating call has a deterrent so that they do not, the call is not received by any animal that is close of kin to the animal that's sending out the mate. So we know that in many of the animal kingdoms, after the babies live for about a year with the parent, they're kicked out of the nest for a second way to establish life on their own. Well, when those animals begin get into the time period where they are going to mate, they send out pheromones, and the pheromones have something inside of it that will repel. So even though they're out in the wild, their mating call will not be answered by, let's say, a brother, if they had a brother, or they had older sisters or so out there already in the wild, or closely related other animals of their type within their species, that closely related genetically, they will not receive that call. There will be a repellent in it. And that ties in with what we know as humans, because we have pheromones that we give off. And our pheromones will not, under normal circumstances, attract our fathers or mothers or our brothers or sisters or siblings, except there are some aberration that's going on. There's an olfactory or smelling part of the pheromones that is intact, so that if we are living in the same home with our brothers and our sisters and our fathers and our mothers, the mating call or the pheromones will not attract those of us that are close. Another day I will talk about incest and explain why incest is something that So then you begin. So beginning of the year, or the beginning of spring, for this year, it is 23rd of March, at which I would be happier to be 1 year more on this planet. And then you may choose to count 7 days. So from the 23rd, you will count 7 days. And when you count the 7 days, you go to the 30th of May, March, and the 6th of April, and the 13th, and then the 20th, etc. So this is what's interesting. Pishak, or Passover, falls on sundown on the 14th of the month and ends at sundown on the 15th day of the month. So among Jewish tradition, it is recognized that the full moon of Nisan or Adar is Isha. And the 15th day, which is the day afterwards, it is a Shabbat. And on this year, it is going to be between April the 5th to April the 7th. Now, if we were to count numbers based on the moon, it would mean that we will be counting the Shabbats on the days based on the days that the moon falls and not based on a Gregorian calendar that has nothing to do with the times and seasons. And this is how you begin to align yourself to be in sync with the atmosphere. Because atmosphere plays such an important role in the conception of a human being. I mean, that's the ultimate. You can build a house, you can, but to conceive and birth a child, that is something that is totally outside. It's not something that we are doing to explain how it happens. But the intricacy, we don't get in there and say, okay, we're going to form a ball out of thin air. We're going to call that an egg. We take a tiny little something. We can't do that. We can't make those things out of nothing. So it is something that is being by a higher order and a higher purpose, and it is aligned with the atmosphere. Well, when people come together, and a few weeks ago we talked about being fruitful and multiplying, when people come together to be fruitful, to produce children, the thing that they have to produce is wealth. They have to produce a home, they have to take care of them, take care of the medical expenses, the clothing, the cribs, the formulas, the diapers, and all of those things. That has to come from somewhere, or some resources have to come from somewhere in order to get how the resources come to you. It comes to you based on what relevant times in the seasons and in the times. So knowing your seasons, knowing your time is critical to your wealth. We will continue this discussion next week. We are going to continue this discussion. And in the discussion, I will give the concrete dates when key things happen with respect to what's going on in the environment and how affects you and how you could align yourself to bring wealth into your space. How is wealth brought into your space? Wealth into your space when you have the correct alignment and situation with the right type of people and concepts and formulations and needs and wants, which occurs in the electromagnetic information field or the contra-electromagnetic information field. So what you do on these key dates, and I'm going to go into more details on those key dates, will determine how well you are aligned to cause synchronicity with the things that you want and what you need for your success. So I am going to some time to think, scribble down some things. I'm going to play Hanan by an Arab, Mother, If Only You, If Only I Could. And once I'm finished with this song, I'm going to open up your microphones, so put your questions down. Thank you.
שוב אותו ניגון ששרת לי פעם שיר ערף ומתנגן בלב מזכיר דברים משם שם אל מול אותו הים כשהחולות היו לי בית והרוחות לחשו לי שאני לא לבד ואת החזקת לי את היד אמרת בטל השמיים הבטחת שיום יבוא ועוד נשוב לך תעזרו לי הזיכרונות צופים את המוח העבר נצחק גם לא הרוח אם הייתי יכול להאמין לך ולא לראות הלב נבגד הוא לא נותן לי לבטוח רק הניגון עוד נותן את שנה בקיץ בחממות גדלים פרחים כתומים כמו אז גם הילדים פרחו לאט כמעט כולם הקימו בית רק השמות של הרחובות זוכרים מה שנגנר זוכרת שרנו מול איכר צעקנו יום יבוא ועוד נשוב לך אמא, 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 אמא הייתי אחורה לעבד הגגוע הזיכרונות עוד שורפים את המוח האהבה לא ניצחה גם לא הרוח אמא, אמא הייתי אחורה להאמין לך ולא
And that was Hanan Ben Ari, Mother, if I could, Ima, Ima. So I am going to open the microphones for anyone who has questions. And we actually have room for about two questions, maybe three. So I'm going to unmute microphone 757-775. Is it questions or comments that you would like to make at this time? Yes, 775. I've unmuted your microphone.
Yes. You said the electromagnetic information state, it was going in and out. I really couldn't pick up exactly.
Yes. It is the, so you have the electromagnetic field, but then there is the conscious electromagnetic information field. And that is C as in Charlie, E as in early, M as in mother, F as in feel. So there is a field that is considered to be alive and is referred to as conscious, and a field of, and this is what we talk about when we are looking at interactions in the electromagnetic field, whether that information is information between two humans, long distance communication, or whether there is a synchronization where non-human entities and non-living human entities. And that is something that is discussed and expanded on ghost theory. And ghost theory is used in many fields in physics. People who are programmers, etc. You can do some research on ghost theory in physics or in programming, and you will see it is a very elaborate theory, but the foundation of that theory has been around for a few centuries, and it has only been developed, and it is still being developed, and it has been found to be a useful theory for programmers and statisticians.
Okay. May I ask one more question related to that? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And so this is something that is not subject to time, space, or matter. It's outside that realm of time and space. And does that mean, that I have access to information that falls outside of previous experience, memory, stored data? And if so, is there a way that I can tap into that? Is it through prayer or sleep?
If you were to look at Jung theory, Carl Jung, C-A-R-L, Jung, J-U-N-G, or Jungian theory. He talks about archetypes. And Carl Jung talks about synchronicity and how it occurred. He did elaborate research into synchronicity. Well, now that we have new systems and we communicate via the computers and computer programs, there are more material evidence on interacting with the metaphysical that lie in, at least within, the conscious electromagnetic information field.
Beautiful.
And yes, people access it through meditation or prayer or special rituals, and they do access things there, but it is a world of stepping into the unknown. So I always give caution when trying to open the doors, so you don't end up Pandora box experience.
Understood. Understood. Yes, Your Excellency. Thank you.
So thank you for the question and the comment. And I'll open the mic for microphone for 781-588 if you have any questions.
Hello, Dr. Canaric. No, it's Tova. No, no questions tonight.
Okay, no questions tonight.
No, because I kind of came in late, so I kind of missed most of it. Sorry about that.
So what you could do is right after the program is over, within 3 to 5 minutes, the recording becomes available.
You could
listen to it. And those who are listening outside, whether it's on the internet or your phone, what I would like you to do is to reach out to me and say, my, I am so sorry. You missed this. This is good information. And you send them the same link that you used to log the computer, you forward that to them, and they will be able to go back and listen to the recording. And of course, they will say to you, I wish you had it. And then you say, well, we are here every Wednesday, same time, so please log in so that you could listen in to all the conversations that we are having. So reach out to my very good friend, 929-586. He's one of our regulars. Yes.
Yes. Good evening, Sister Canaric. I'm into listening to you this evening. There's more to us human beings than we understand. Sometimes than we can ever understand. We're so busy with things and everything else and so on. And when by happenstance we observe or get involved, not involved, but receive a message, you know, from the outer realms, it's like you know, and you talk to somebody about it, you know, you're crazy or you know, there's no such thing as this and no such thing as that. I've been through a lot of experiences, and I thank you so much for being on because it helps me understand a lot more about this nature and this life living. I'm trying to get the correct words, you know, but I appreciate you for honoring us with these teachings.
Thank you. And Dr. Robbins, I want to thank Dr. Robinson. Yes. I really want to thank Dr. Robinson for being here and working the switchboard with me. Dr. Rob, Rob is a psychologist and a businessman, very successful businessman. And Dr. Rob, any comments?
You're more expensive in terms of study and keeping concurrently up with a lot of the nuances that's happening in the physiological experience that people are having. Because, you know, people don't realize medically, as we talk about that, we're talking about how we interact with the air, the water, rain, air, sun, snow, fall, spring. So your body.
Electricity, the atoms.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. All that stuff is reacting together. So people don't think about that. Like Ron said, people don't have so much time to think about it because they're so busy and so many things going on. But we are in tune with the environment. We are in tune with our karma, with our physiological senses. We're all those things work together. They have a thing that they call some level of health, which is when your spiritual, your natural, and your physical working to its optimal level. In terms of your physical health is good, your spiritual health is intact, and your mental health is intact. And all that stuff working together makes, you know, for a person what they are. So as you're going on and you're talking about this and you're connecting the dots so people can understand how all this stuff works together, the human being, the environment, the spiritual guards that we seek out, our peace of mind, our physical health, our mental complexity of consciousness, all working together. So I think it's excellent. It's excellent. I think it's great. Thank you for having that ability to put that all together.
Robinson, I remember seeing on this program that when I was searching and writing my more recent books, there were days when I became very angry. There were days when I would just leave my office and go downstairs and I would calm myself by crying. But it was those days when everybody around me knew, don't talk to mom, she's going to bite your head off. And yes, it was stay far, stay clear. Just say hi and go on through the door as quickly as you could. Don't stick around, because she will snap at you. So what made me snap a lot in those days was as I began researching in deeper and going really, really deep into the rabbit hole. And I learned that, here, listen, everything that we're being taught, science, physics, chemistry, they are really spiritual things. I mean, it was like, well, how much more could you deceive me? Because you've deceived, because what you've done, you came together and you say, guess what? We're going to talk about the spirit realm, what we call it, science and physics. And genetics and so on. We're going to use formulas, we're going to use numbers and so on, because those things have vibrations. And we are going to tell people that what we are talking about is physical things, things that are in physical, but really they are metaphysical things, and that's why it's just symbols. And we must teach some of them how to interact with a limited amount of the symbols, so that they could do some access in with the metaphysical. But we're going to leave it limited. But deep down inside, those of us who crafted this and oversaw this and handed it down from one generation to another, we know exactly what we're doing. And while we are doing that and we're calling it science, even though we know it's metaphysical, even though we know it came out of our religion, even though we know that we are actively accessing the ghost, we're going to call it the ghost, because we call the ghost the theory, even though we know what we are doing, we are going to point a finger and persecute them and tell them, if ever you talk about anything in the spirits or ghost or ever, whatever in religion, we're going to beat you down as being stupid. We're going to make you feel as though you're crazy and you lack common sense. And they're going to serve it up to you in a platter here in the name of science. I became very, very angry. I was very, very, very angry. at that level of deception.
And the scientists and scientists fall into that. Some scientists fall into that realm of that. You know, still, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. You know, or people in general. You know, well, you got to prove it to me. But there have been people that have been here for hundreds of years that see things that they describe differently. And now that they're seeing, we're seeing all this stuff again, metaphysical and so on, you know, we try to disprove the ancient people that have been on this earth for a long time for what they've been involved in and what they've seen and so on. So it's still keep it simple, stupid. You know, but yes. I can say that in the realm of, listen, man, it's simple. You know, it's here. Here's the proof. Keep it simple. Don't, you know, you try to hide it or you try to disclaim it because you're not in a position to understand with all your degrees, with all what you have and all the accolades. Shut up and listen.
Well, that's the thing, because the brilliant minds who walk through the corridors of the highest university and the first in science, if you break it down to them, and I use simple terms like molecules and atoms. A molecule is nothing that is tangible. It's not tangible, it is intangible. Mm-hmm. And if it is intangible, it is metaphysical. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
An atom is a concept, it's tangible. So when you start telling me about atomic particles and subatomic particles, you are talking about what we call spirit in religion.
Yes. Yeah.
And if that is what you have studied, if what you have studied and that is what made you a very brilliant person, then congratulations to you. But do you really know that what you are studying and what you are using is metaphysical? Do you really know that? And if you do not know, if you think that there is some craziness happening here and this woman who's stroking madness, I would welcome you to go back and delve into the foundation of your science. And then when you delve deeply, sufficiently deeply, then maybe we can talk again. But it is about time that we know. We interact 100% in the spirit realm and exist and have our being within that realm. And the more versed we are in knowing this, then the better we are able to be successful. But I see that time is coming upon us and it's coming towards the end of the evening. And I always like to end the session with something that is very, very calming. And one of my favorite pieces is the Hanavad by Yossi Azulay. And I will play this as we end tonight. Thank you again for listening and may you well. Thanks again.